So we can have to be here.
Oh, thank you. And of Yehari Vayavo, the Gemara here on Chafei Amid Aleph. Last week, we began this 2 weeks ago, I think, and then we spoke a little more about it last week. And today I want to speak about a different aspect of it. Let's just go through the Gemara again very quickly. The Gemara to Chafei Amid Aleph tells us that if a person is ill, that he can resort to any kind of therapy to save his life, with the exception, initially the Gemara says, with the exception of Atzei Asherah. Then the continuation, as we'll see in a moment, the Gemara expands it to Avodah Zarah and Gilui Aroyos. Just very quickly, Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Yochanan, this is the bottom third of Chafei Amid Aleph, Bakol Mishrapin, you can be healed with any kind of medicine if you're ill, Chutz Me'atzei Asherah, with the exception of Asherah. Then the Gemara says, "Hey Chadami, what's the case?" So the Gemara originally thought that if we're talking about a chola mesukan, then even about a zara, even atzei asherah would be permissible. The Gemara says, "Idaleka sakana, if there's no sakana, then afilu kol yisurin shabatara nami lo, then you shouldn't be able to resort to this therapy if it means isur Torah." Even if it's not about a zara, even if it's any makolos basuros or isurei ana, that is not suspended if there's no sakana. Here the Gemara is telling us that cholash in bo sakana, right, is not a justification to violate isurei Torah. I pointed out, I think it was last week, or maybe 2 weeks, I don't remember which one, that if you look at the Gemara at the end of the sugya, there's possibly a case, we'll get to in just a second, of Isur Daraisa, which is suspended for Chol Hashem Bosakana. But the norm, normally we assume that that's not true, and that's the basis of this Gemara, that if we're not talking about Chol Mesukan, then you should not be able to justify violating Isur Eto. So the Gemara says, the Olam Dika Sakana, Vapil Hachiyata Asherilo, the Tanya of Elazar Omer, Im Nemer L'Bechol Nafshecha, Lama Nemer B'chol Maldecha, Im Nemer B'chol Maldecha, Lama Nemer B'chol Nafshecha, Aloma L'Chom Yeshanu Shekufa Chavva L'Mimamonu L'Kach Nemer B'chol Nafshecha, Yeshanu Shemamonu Chavva L'Migufa L'Kach Nemer B'chol Me'odecha. So basically what the Gemara says is that Avodah Zarah is something for which you can never justify even ill health, even sakana doesn't justify violating Atzei Hashem. So we discussed already three different issues. One issue is, what's the problem of Atzei Asherah to begin with? What is the issue here? I mean, what does it mean that in order to achieve, you know, health, in order to extricate yourself from Pikuach Nefesh, that you need to resort to Atzei Asherah? What are we talking about? That's question number one. Question number two, what was the Havamina of the Gemara when the Gemara thought that if we're dealing with Chola Mesukan, that would justify Atzei Asherah as well? That was the second question. And the third question is the question of the Maskara. The Gemara ends up saying that Chola Mesukan cannot resort to Atzei Asherah because of this Gzeres HaKasa, this Pasuk. Which Pasuk? The Pasuk in the context of Kriya Shema that says, B'chol avavcha, b'chol nafshecha, u'b'chol me'odecha. The question is, where in that pasuk does it say anything about Avodah Zarah? So we basically have discussed these three issues. I want to just recap very, very quickly, just so we'll know where we are, and put in a little context before we move to the next point. On the first issue, which is, what is the problem that we're dealing with? The problem that we're dealing with is Machlokas HaRishonim. So Rashi here says, the last three words, on the page, six words, the problem is that if a person is going to be cured by virtue of Atzei Asherah, right, people might think that that is his way of paying homage or acknowledging the power of the Avodah Zarah. Nireh kemodaba. That's Rashi. What we pointed out is that Rashi would seem to be a very big Kiddush, because that sounds like Marisayan. Are we saying that Marisayan of Avodah Zarah is Yehorek Valyavar? So the answer seems to be either yes, right, which is also one view of the Ran of Avodah Zarah. The Gemara of Avodah Zarah talks about a case, as we discussed, where a person drops money, or he needs to take a drink, right? And the question is, can he bow his head or bow to pick up his money, to take the drink when there's an idol that other people perceive that he's bowing to? And the Gemara says you can't, and the Gemara says utricha. One is this about money, the other, you're going to die, so you might think that would be a heter. Can't do that either. Now, 2 days in the round, do we literally mean you're going to die? And bar sign of what is already hard by Avar? Or do we mean that, some bit of an exaggeration, a little hyperbole, you might be very ill, you're dehydrated, this is not a good thing, your health is at stake. But if it was real, Pikuach Nefesh, says the Ran, we wouldn't go so far. Anyway, this Rashi also seems to say, Nira Kemo Deba, that Marisayan, what looks like a Vodazara, even if it's not substantively a Vodazara, is a problem of Yehar Goyam. So, if that's true, that's a Machlokas Rishonim. If it's true, according to the Shita, that it's true, why is that so? So one explanation is that Marisayan, like Lifnei Iber, like Chatzishir, like a few other things, there's a question whether we see it as a Kloli or a Prati. Do we see it as Marisayan is Marisayan? It doesn't matter what the Marisayan is. Marisayan of Avodah Zarah, Marisayan of Gilei Arayos, Marisayan of Hilchos Shabbos, Marisayan of Avraham and Achai. It's Marisayan. Or is Marisayan what I call a chameleon? Meaning it's always connected to the particular application. It's Marisayan of Avodah Zarah, it's Marisayan of Gilei Arayos. It's a subset of the larger context, whether it's Avodah Zarah, Gilei Arayos, Shabbos, Avraham and Achai, as the case may be. We have a similar question about the Lefnei Iber, Sitei Nefshal, and about Chatzishir, and about a few other things as well. So we find, and we'll see it inside today, that based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, I find Dalet Amud Beis, a certain line of the Gemara, there's a debate between the Balamor and the Ramban, how to learn that line. The Balamor interprets that Lefnei Iber, Sitei Nefshal, of Avodah Zarah, Ziharig Vayavar. And the Ramban in Mochamos in Sanhedrin says it's not true. He says, Lefneiver is Lefneiver. That's not Yehari Vayavar. It's Lefneiver of Avodah Zarah. That's the Hechatimtzi, but it's Lefneiver. So maybe one issue is, what about Marisayan Shell? And we have this question about Lefneiver and Marisayan in other contexts too. It's like, Mumu Lechal of Shabbos is a Mumu Lechal of Torah Kula. What about the Lefneiver of Shabbos? What about the Marisayan of Shabbos? What about the Chatzishir of Shabbos? Is it different than Kol Torah Kula? The Lefneiver issue is Rabbi Kineger's discussion, or Tosis' discussion, Rabbi Kineger's suggestion about it. In Shabbos, we say, Shabbos, Shtein, Shein Arba, right? The ones that, Bishna has all sorts of cases in the beginning of Shabbos. One is that it's Pater Mutter, the Oni, Bachutz, does an Akira, and he puts it in the hand of the Balabayas, Bifnim, right? So he does the Akira and the Hanacha, so the Mishnah says, Pater Mutter, the Balabayas didn't do anything. Pater Mutter. The Tosa says, but it's Lefneiver. He's standing there, allowing himself to be used as a drop-off point. So isn't that Lefneiver, Lefneiver, Lefneiver? So the Bali Tosa gives different answers. One answer Tosa Yeshanim gives is, it's true it's Lefneiver, but the Mishnah is interested in Hilchos Shabbos, not in Hilchos Lefneiver. So Rabbi Kineger says, what do you mean? There's no such thing. Lefneiver is a chameleon. He doesn't use the expression chameleon, it's my expression. But basically, that's what he says. He says, if there's a din of Mumer L'chal of Shabbos, Mumer L'chal of Torah Kula, maybe it would apply to Lefneiver of Shabbos too, because Lefneiver of Shabbos is a Shabbos halacha, not a universal Lefneiver halacha. So that's the debate between the Balamor and Ramban about Yehari Vayavar, and by extension, we could apply it to Marisayan, a similar, we don't have to have the same answer. You might end up saying that in the question of Kloli versus Prati, which arises in numerous halachos, Chatzishir, right, as we just said, Marisayan, Lifnei Iber, as far as that question is concerned, if the question is relevant to each and of these categories, and probably a couple more, how we conclude whether or not these are chameleons, or they are universal, right, they're their own category, you might be a machalik, there might be different evidence. You don't have to say the same thing for Marisayan, for Lifnei Iber, for Chatzishir. Each one needs to be treated differently. But the point is, this is a parallel argument. I don't know if you call it Roro. It's a parallel argument, and that's the issue. There is, however, another possibility, and this is going to get us, after just a minute of recapping, right back to today's topic. And that is, another reason why Marisayan of Avodah Zarah might be a Harig Valyabar, in addition to the question that, oh, it's a satellite or a subcategory of Avodah Zarah. Forget about that for a moment. Let's say it's not a subcategory of Avodah Zarah. Or, let's say, we'll get to this in a minute as well, being a subcategory of Avodah Zarah is insufficient for a Harig Valyabar. Because it's still only a lav. Our sign is even less than a lav. How could it be a Harig Valyabar then? The answer may be because part of the story of the Gimel Averos and the Harig Valyabar is the question why these Gimel Averos are chayiv, right, to give up your life for, even betzina, even in pride. We'll soon see, this is also a major debate between the Baal Amor and the Rabban. The Baal Amor seems to say that the reason you give up your life in the Gimel Averos is because even though it's betzina, it's still a chilul Hashem. In other words, people still know about it, the Anos knows about it, people find out about it. The Farhesia for Kiddush Hashem is 10 Jews. Right? If you don't have 10 Jews, still people can know about it. Have 9 Jews, have 3, whatever it is. So that those who think, and we'll discuss this more fully, that the reason that we say Harig Valyabar in the Gimel Averos is because even though it's Betzina, it's still Lechil Hashem. What makes it more Lechil Hashem than other things? Betzina? The answer is the combination, what I call the scandal quotient. In other words, if you succumb, right, to pressure in a manner, in an issue rather, which is so symbolically significant as something like Avodah Zarah, so the scandal quotient compensates for the, you know, witnessing, lack of a witnessing audience. That's one perspective. The other perspective, which we'll see in a moment inside, is the perspective of the Ramban. Ramban thinks that that's wrong. Ramban says the reason that the Gimel Averis are Yaharig Vayabar, even the Tzina, is because the Mechayiv is not Kiddush Mechil Hashem. The Mechayiv is the Chumrah Svavera itself. Most Averos are Chamur, right, but only Ad they're not so chamor that you give up your life, either per se, or because you can, you know, live to fight, a better battle, live to fight another battle. The equivalent of, or patterned after what we call Chalel Shabbos Achas Kadesh Tishmar Shabbosos Harbi. Right? But when it comes to the Gimel Averos, says the Ramban, the Averos so chamura that the Chayba and the Lo Shiyamos Ben, the Hetzar Pikuach Nefesh, doesn't apply. What does that do with us? If you say that the basis of Yehari Vayavar Betzina of Avodah Zarah is the Chumra So Avera, so then it's very difficult to justify that Marisayin Shal Avodah Zarah is going to be Yehari Vayavar. After all, Marisayin Shal Avodah Zarah is not Chamura like Avodah Zarah, presumably, even though it is, unless you say it's the whole category, not the particular Avera, which you might say. However, if the Mechayiv of Gimel Averos of Yehareg Vayavar is Kiddush Mechil Hashem, so then there's no difference between doing it and Marisayin. Because what is Kiddush Mechil Hashem? Kiddush Mechil Hashem is the impact, the perception that other people have that your loyalty, your fidelity, right, your the intensity of your commitment, right, cannot withstand this challenge. That's the Chil Hashem. So does it matter whether or not someone, right, perceives that you're being over the Avodah Zarah, as long as you're doing something that is perceivable as Avodah Zarah, or whether you're actually doing it? It's not the substance. It's not the Chumra Tzavera, which is Mechayim. As far as that is concerned, you'd say, Pikuach Nefesh, Mechayim, Velo Shiyamos Bahem, even in the Gimel Averos. So what is it? It's the terrible, right, price that you pay. It's the impact on others. But if it's the impact on others, is there a difference between substance and Marisayin? Marisayin is the perception, right, that there's an Avodah Zarah. So I think all of this is part of the question. We'll get back to this, but that's Rashi. The second perspective is on Tosfos. Tosfos says, we're talking about a situation where Asu L'mitoi Bei, basically, this therapy, right, results not from the physical, chemical composition of the tree, no, this sap, that bark, these leaves, that's not what it is. Supposedly, it's the incantations or the fact that it's avodah zarah. That's what the witch doctor here is telling us. I'm calling him a witch doctor because we don't believe in avodah zarah. So, as far as we're concerned, he's not accurately describing what's happening here. But the point is, this is how he's presenting it. He's telling you, this is an oak tree, Asherah. Right? He's telling you only the bark or the sap or the leaves of the avodah zarah oak tree are going to help you, and that's together with the hocus pocus, you know, that he does with it. But the same exact chemical, physical oak tree, right, standing right next to the Asherah, that's not going to help you. So Tosa says that constitutes Shema Yite B'Mashech Achar Avodah Zarah. That we understand. The third sheet is the Ran. The Ran says that any tree, any bark, any sap will work. The only thing is, the one that you took it from happens to be an Avodah Zarah. And everybody knows that even. So there's no Marisayan, and there's no Chashash of actual Avodah Zarah. What's the problem? The Torah says, Lo Yidbak Me'uma Min Acherim. You're not allowed to be Neneh from Avodah Zarah. So the Ran says, satellites, not just the Avera of Baitz Avodah Zarah, is Yehori Vayavar, but Abizrayu Avodah Zarah, right? Isurim connected with Avodah Zarah as well. What is Raya? His Raya is from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Gemara in Sanhedrin, we have here, yeah, this is the Ran, let me just read it in the Ran just for a minute. This is not last week's sheet, but the one the week before. Let's read it from the Gemara of Adazar, actually. This is 11. Yeah, yeah. It's like two pages, right? So the Amar of you see the Gemara in Sanhedrin. It begins the Gemara in Sanhedrin. It has Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, and it has a piece Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, and it has another piece Ayin Hey Amud Aleph. Right? So in Ayin Hamad Aleph and Sanhedrin, the Gemara tells the following story. Omar of Yehuda Marab. Ayin Hamad Aleph in Sanhedrin. What's that? It's not 11? Did we not mark it? Or maybe we didn't mark it. Is it possible? The one, you don't have the one with Sanhedrin, Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph in this? Ayin Hey Amud Aleph. Right, you have it.
I have it here. I have it.
Oh, okay, good. So you do it. What?
I have it.
Oh, yeah, the Gemara. Okay. No one has it? Oh, really? Okay. So you know what? So let's look at it through. Do you have... We don't have the Ran in that either? I mean, this whole sheet was never...
Is that something that I gave you to say on top?
No, I have just my copy. No. We have the more expansive one of the week after, of last week.
Okay.
Okay, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, that was when you were having your computer problem.
My computer problem. So I didn't even email you that at all. Oh, okay. I should. Okay, I'll try to have a little bit better now. So actually, look at the Ron in the back just for 1 minute. Oh, okay, you're right. You're absolutely right. Here, look at the Ran in the back. What is it? Vav Amud Aleph in the Daf Yariv. Everybody have that? If you look at Vav Amud Aleph in the Daf Yariv, I think it's Vav Amud Aleph. So you'll find the Ran, Dibra Masku, Bakom Esrapin, Chutz Miatzi Ashera. So in the beginning, he just quotes Tosis. He doesn't like Tosis. Then he says, skip to the part where he says, Elo Abal B'Yerushalmi. Everybody have that? I don't want to spend too much time because I want to get through other things.
Diva Matsko?
What?
Diva Matsko.
And mine it has, like an Aval that's bolded. Abal B'Yerushalmi Tarkin Mamidin Lo Mashmachi. Tossim Mamidin Behedish Apilo Omelo Habe Olin Stam Devilo Mehatzi Ashera Yamos. The guy says, bring me the bark or the leaves of tree X. and you happen to bring the one which happens to be a Banazara, that would also be a Hari Val Yavar, says the Ram. That's everybody have that?
Yes.
The Ram said that's the problem.
The
A or the Hei on the Beis. Sorry, the Afal Gav. I have different pagination here. Okay, in my mind is the Afal Gav the Leisa El Alav the Afal Gav the Leisa El Alav. Even though it's only a lav, it's not the chiv misa avodazara, it's just isra hanav avodazara. Avodazara hu mamish kavodazara, the kula lav dilam minan yoreg vayavar, even the lav that's associated with the category have this din. Then he adds, the chen rabbanan nami, the amu chutzme avodazara gili arayas v'shvichus davin, the kula lavi begil, the kula lavi begili arayas minan yoreg vayavar, same thing would be true for gili arayas. This man was became obsessed, right, to the point of the illness, right? It's fascinating. The Chachamim acknowledged this, right? They didn't say to him, get over it, right? He was literally to the point of physical illness as a result of this obsession. The Amra wrote him, the only way to conquer this obsession, the doctor said, would to be to give in to it. Let's say he wasn't demanding that much. He was saying Tamad Lefanai Arema, right? Yomus Fal Tamad Arav Lefnei Lefanav Aruma. To Saper Ima Achari Ageder, Yomus Fal Saper Ima Achari Ageder. Because pride, you have to understand, especially the last one, I mean, the Sapri Mar Achari Agedar is to speak behind the fence, meaning because he made it into some sort of a fetish, some sort of a, you know, an obsession, you know, that makes it into an extended, well, in this case, a riot. So what is it? Ubevadai shed dvarim elu enum gili arayus mamish elish ovrim alav delo sikrim v'legal l'serva. This is unquestionably, the last one is only lo sikrim v'legal l'serva because of the emphasis that he put on it. The Ram assumes it's arayus. Yeah, that's a man, you're right. Shehu lav v'gili arayus. Now, that case in Sanhedrin, it's really fascinating. Number one, the Ram assumes this is a general din. This is called what we call a Bizrayu. Big Machlokes Rishon, whether it's true or not. The Ramban disagrees, etc. But the Ram holds this way. The other thing is the Ram assumes that we shouldn't be machalic between different of the given laveros. We'll soon see it's possible to distinguish between a Varzara, Gili Arayus, and Shvichus Damim. In these questions. But the Ram assumes it's a package deal. But I didn't say one, to say for the other. So it's fascinating. The Ramban, if you just look for a minute in the Marva Comus that we have, number 12, so the Ramban discusses this problem. You have the, what says, Mechavet Hashem?
Yeah.
So go... It starts with Va'od Abaya, then you have the real paragraph, Amar Kosev. In Amar Kosev, go down 3, 6, 9, go down 10 lines. Okay? Va'od Amidam Kaman Va'osa Shanasan Eina B'isha Achas. That's his Gemara. Ehela Libo Tina. Everybody have it? Yomus Ve'al Tivolo. Laman Damar Eishas Isha V'Shapri. The Gilei Royas have it. Va'asar. He's trying to explain a little bit of a different issue to dispute the Balamar, which we'll get to. Alma Afan Afasmat Vim Tomar less shiny Hasam Deleka Onsol Isisa. So the Ramban is an interesting suggestion. He says maybe that Gemara doesn't prove anything. Again, he's interested in the Balamar issue, which is Hanos Atma, but it's the same proof text as the Ran about Abizrai. So Ramban says, if you look carefully at the diktuk of that Gemara, what the Gemara there says is, this fellow has an obsession, right? It pushes him to the brink of sakonas nefashos. Because of that, the Gemara says, that's still no excuse to force the woman to compromise herself. So the Ramban says, the Gemara there doesn't say he can't compromise himself to save his life, given his obsession. The Gemara says she doesn't have to compromise her halachic standards because his life is in danger because of his obsession. Right? In other words, Ramban is opening a door to distinguish between his Yehorig Vayavar and her Yehorig Vayavar. 1 second.
Yes.
Yeah, what do you want to say? Maybe you're...
Whether it's from the Ramban or... we're discussing psychology here.
Yeah.
And are we allowing ourselves to say maybe because of his perception...
Right.
That is at a certain level, but maybe it's not Yahweh Balyaver
because we think that his life is at stake. Right, but no one is saying. I think this is very fascinating, or maybe forward looking, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. It's very fascinating that the Gemara here is not saying, tell him to get over it. The Gemara is saying his life is at stake. Nonetheless, we can't compromise. But they think this reality. We have another sugya in Yuma, very similar. The Gemara has, in Yuma, in the last parak, a pregnant woman, all of a sudden she develops a craving. So the whole discussion there, you whisper in her ear, by the way, it's Yom Kippur, whatever, try to talk her down, basically. But if you can't do it, that's pikuach nefesh. Even though physiologically it's not justified, but it's a certain... It's a very fascinating thing. Anyway, but here the Ramban is saying maybe we can neutralize this whole proof because here we're asking her to compromise to save him. Right? That's not normally what happens in Yehorig Vayavar.
Yeah.
So the Ramban's answer is fascinating. So he says, Yiso kadaitok shori lanos atzma nochanami avishor rabbanon. Ramban says, let's say it was a real physical illness. Would anybody say that there's a distinction between the person who's ill being mechalel Shabbos or any other violation and somebody else doing it on their behalf to save them? The answer is no. Hua did nami, says the Ramban here. However, I don't think that's such a number pashut. Obviously, you don't either. Why?
Well, she's an Asian fish. You're asking her to be over a Yahweh.
Well, let's say, it doesn't matter. I mean, that's, let's say she's a Pedro. It doesn't really matter. But the point is, what I think is fascinating is the Ramban is equating this psychological compulsion with physical illness. Right? And he is ignoring one factor, maybe because he thinks it's psychologically not true, or even if it is true, and maybe that's even more fascinating, that it's still beside the point. And that is, when a person is ill, all things being equal, their illness is a tragedy, right? And nothing that you can trace. I'm not talking about in our day when everybody seems to spiritually scapegoat everybody, but that's a different topic. But all things being equal, person is ill. That's understood to be an onus, not just in the moment, but in the larger picture as well. And therefore, everybody's in it together to try to extricate. That's called Yisrael Aredin Zeba Zelazet, and so on. But one could have thought, that when it comes to somebody who has this kind of obsession, I think there are two questions. Number one, so who develops this kind of an obsession? That is this a pure illness? Right, unrelated to, let's say, a proper balance, in life and in religious life? Because I don't know the answer. I'm not if the answer is that this is an obsession that can create pikuach nefesh, but it's one which, let's say, in its source, right, is attributable, right, to someone whose perspective is religious perspective is somewhat skewed. You might not want to compare that to illness, is what I'm saying. So what the Ramban is either saying, an illness is an illness, it's not for us to judge whether or not it's you know, who knows how a person develops, say, a psychological compulsive illness either. It's not necessarily true that his improper perspective, you know, feeds, although, again, at a certain point, certainly, it becomes out of control, and it becomes something that is pikuach nefesh. What I'm saying is, does it reflect a flaw in his religious persona to begin with, which makes us less sympathetic or less likely to ask someone else to sacrifice their standards for him? Almost on the level of the kind of issues that we encounter in, fascinating question, in Chatei Kadesh Tzakeh, you know, Chavercha, where there are rules. Or is the point, maybe that is true, maybe there is something of a flaw, you know, at the root of all of this. It's not that we're saying that it's completely neutral no matter how it manifests itself. I just don't know. I'm just thinking aloud. But the answer is, the flaw is the flaw, and it's taken on, it's assumed a life of its own. And the fact is that an illness is an illness. So even if this illness is connected to that flaw, right, the bigger reality is that right now this person is facing the pikuach nefesh. And once that's true, we say, Kol Yisrael, you know, Raven Zelazeh, you know, notwithstanding.
What does that nosasso have to
do with this? Oh, okay. The context, I'll get back to that in a minute, but the context is that the Baal Amor is of the opinion that Hanos Atzmo is a heter even for Gili Arayos, and in theory about Azara and maybe even Shvichus Dam, which we'll see in a moment. The Ramban disagrees. So the Ramban says, well, if that were true, then how do you explain the whole sugya of Hel Ali Botina? Because in Hel Ali Botina, it's, you know, it's to save his life. That's Hanos Atzmo. Not just not about trying to make a point that he doesn't care about the halacha. But I'll get back to that. But the issue is the same for the Ran, meaning both the Ran and the Ramban are trying to prove something from Hel Ali Botina. I'm just pointing out that the if you were to take the position based on the dikduk and the case, which is, it's a little bit different than the classic case that we encounter, in that normally, you know, I'm going to kill you unless you violate. That's not the case here. I'm going to kill him, or he's going to die unless you violate. That's a different kind of situation. Ramban is saying, Kol Yisrael, I'm not saying the words, Kol Yisrael, is a factor in general pikuach nefesh, and I'm just pointing out the chiddush that not only do we consider this psychological compulsion to be a real pikuach nefesh, right, but we consider it to be the equivalent of choli with respect to this question of Kol Yisrael Arevim as well. And I think it's very fascinating.
What do you do with Imri Nia Chosiyat?
I'm not sure I understand the question.
He's putting Sour in jeopardy in order to protect the flock.
Oh, I mean...
And she's going to be over on Gilar Rice.
Well, I mean, he obviously didn't think that it would come to that. And he made a...
Otherwise he wouldn't ask her to do it.
Well, I don't think he wanted... I'm not sure what this has to do with... I mean, it's a general question.
Somebody else doing something in order to protect you.
Why not ask the question to the general, Gili Arayos?
I mean, Gili Arayos for her, and was saving his life.
And right, but asking her to do a Maisa Avera, I mean, I'm sorry, I don't think you need this example. Why not in general say this is Gili Arayos, Yared Mayanar? The answer is, probably, you have to look at the Mepharshim, Avraham Avinu thought, if it was known that she was his wife, then, you know, there would have been temptation to kill her. He obviously felt that, you know, if they thought she was single, they wouldn't kill him and then be out of there or be able to protect her, you know, sufficiently in time. I mean, I think that's the problem. I'm saying, I don't think it has anything to do with Hel Libatina. Okay. I think it has to do with Gili Arayos generally, and that was probably the right answer. Yeah.
There's some connection here with the Indian of the Yafash Torah with...
Not that I'm aware of.
Then the one instance where the Torah said logic with Torah was connected to Torah.
So here, Torah Ella connected to Torah, right? Meaning that is a situation where you have a non-Jew, and the question is and the Jew is allowed to engage in behavior which otherwise would be prohibited to him. Lo dibar Torah connected to Torah. That's a little bit different. It's not. I mean, we don't know that that's Yehari Vayavar, or it's not Yehari Vayavar behavior.
Yeah, but they still have the overtones in this situation with the obsessed...
Oh, in the sense that there's a... Right, but here it's obsession that is equivalent to pikuach nefesh. I think the Torah Kenegar Yetzer Hara is not viewed as pikuach nefesh. I think it's short of pikuach nefesh, but it does show... I see what you mean now. It does show that the Torah is sensitive to the difficulty of man, you know, taming his Yetzer Hara. But I think there... There's no, no one said it's Pikuach Nefesh, and it's also not Yehari Gval Yavar. Here it's Pikuach Nefesh, and it's Yehari Gval Yavar. So here it's, for sure, much bigger Nefesh. Yeah.
So are you, is the implication of what you're saying, that Halacha recognizes something like an irresistible impulse?
Recognizes its power, not recognizes it in the sense of validating. On the contrary, the whole point of the Gemara is that you're supposed to give up your life and not get into it. But not because...
So you're over.
What?
Let's say you don't give up your life and you're older.
Right.
Will the halacha recognize?
Well, we'll get to that. What happens in general when you violate as an onus? I'm saying if the Torah says Yehari Gval Yavar, we're going to get to that today. If the Torah says Yehari Gval Yavar, and you don't meet the challenge, so what happens then? The question is, does the tour onus apply when there's a chiyuv of Yehari Gval Yavar? That's a machlokas Rishonim. That's a machlokas Rishonim, which we'll get to. But I want to make it perfectly clear. Since, right? You know, as they say in Hebrew, Shalo Tachul Ihavana, based on the way that you ask the question, that the what I'm trying to bring out is that the halakha recognizes that a psychological condition, right, can constitute a pikuach nefesh. And I think, again, I don't know the history of attitude towards mental illness. I mean, there's maneno, I think people recognize that that's true. I think it's an amazingly forward-looking perspective. I don't think that people always felt that way. In that sense, I'm trying to bring out what?
Doesn't Tina mean that it's manifested as physical? It's already got to a state that it's manifested as physical.
100%. But what I'm saying is, I think that there are people, I think there are insensitive people today too, and certainly in yesteryear, who would say, well, you know, get over it. And, you know, if you're showing your side, but you can control it, you know. The issue here is whether or not she has to give up her standards of tznius, you know, to save his life, acknowledging, and I'm sure you like this Sugya Yuma, the first thing you do is more than whisper in his ear, you know, give him as much intense therapy as you can to get him over this. I'm just saying, I think it's quite a phenomenon that, you know, in both of these places and a few more as well, that there's a recognition that, you know, man's obsessions, listen, I mean, Losachmod, and I'm always fond of quoting the Ibn Ezra of Losachmod, which is in the other direction too. The Ibn Ezra asks the question, you know, how can you legislate in the area of emotions? And the Ibn Ezra says, well, if somebody, you know, somebody obsesses about the things which are accessible to him, or which are on his radar screen. He doesn't obsess about things, you know, that are completely, you know, absurd. So, for example, if a person, you know, is obsessed with sprouting wings and flying, so then we consider him to be mentally ill. We don't say that's a normal obsession. And that's what Los Achmod is. Los Achmod says, if you are halakhically committed, so then certain things should be out of bounds for you, just like you don't obsess that you're going to marry the, you know, the daughter of the king. Now that's the other. That means that man has enough control, man's commitment to halakha and his values should be able to shape his emotions and his obsessions. I think in light of that, the comments I made about the Ramban, you know, treating it exactly like regular illness becomes particularly interesting. Not problematic, but interesting. So that's the other side. And as you say, if there are physical manifestations, so the first thing we do is we say, this is improper, it's halakhically unacceptable, and we try to unravel, you know, that whole emotional state, you know, to the extent possible. I'm just saying that the recognition that sometimes it's too late for that, flawed or not flawed, is fascinating. And, you know, once that's true, that this should be treated as a regular illness, because of the common denominator, or because maybe We don't think it's necessarily in this particular case connected to, you know, to his religious flaws. It's something that emerges from, it needs, you know, much more of a discussion, but that's what I'm saying. So what I'm saying is the halakha recognizes this as a formidable, you know, phenomenon. But certainly the whole point is not that you give into it, in the case of Yari Bayavar, but that you stand for principle. And other things, you might give into it. If it was psychological, pikuach nefesh, and it affected Chilul Shabbos, the simple understanding is that you would give in if you had to, if you had no other choice. We do in the case of Achilah B'Yom Kippur, right? That's a fact. Okay. Anyways, so that's the question about Mizrayu, and it's connected to all of those issues. The third issue that we discussed already was the source question, and that is if the V'hatas Hashem L'kecha b'chol v'atam v'chonachim v'chol v'yodecha doesn't specifically speak about Avodah Zarah, so how do we really know that that's the source? So the Ran says, because violating Avodah Zarah, which is Kofra B'chol Torah Kula, right, is the ultimate antithesis of Avodah Hashem. Ram Chalava puts it differently. He connects it to Shema Yisrael Hashem L'kecha Hashem Echad, but not in the way you would have expected, the way I would have expected. Rishonim don't say, but I think one could say, is, you know why this is connected to Avodah Zarah? Because it's Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which is Yichud Hashem. And then it's the Achas Hashem Elokecha, B'chol Levavcha, there's a Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Le'olam Va'ed, you know, in the middle. And that's an interesting thing, because obviously it's not in the Torah. Right? There's a whole Gemara in Masechet Pesachim, you know, about, you know, Moshe had it in, Yaakov, Moshe, the sons of Yaakov, you know, Pikas Yaakov, Legalus, and Sakates, you know, that whole story, the Gemara, what is it, Nun, and Aleph, that the Gemara tells. And the Medrash has, Rashi quotes a slightly different version in his Perush on, in Sefer Bereishis, but that's important, meaning, is there a flow from Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad to V'yahavta, or do we pause with a Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Le'olam Va'ed? Anyway, the point is, if it's Yichud Hashem, and then it's V'yahavta, you can say, oh, anything that's a breach of theology, of Yichud Hashem, that's not what the Ram says, and it's not what the Maram Chalava says. The Maram Chalava says is the idea of Kabbalah, so Malchus Shemayim doesn't abide upon his heart. That's what he says. Anyways, the point that we made the other week was, if that's the Makar, so then, since it doesn't say about Azara specifically, is it about Azara, or is it about Azara as the symbol, the ultimate symbol of disloyalty to the religion and to the Rabban Shalom? So what would be about Islam, and what would be about, you know, making statements that, you know, that are unacceptable religiously in terms of, you know, Torah Misinai, all of those are Machlokes Rishonim. The Rishonim would think that only technical of Avodah Zarah, and others who think that disloyalty of a broader nature, religious disloyalty of a broader nature as well. And we'll get back to this point, because I think that this opens up an important, again, door to saying something, I think, very mechudash, that I like to say in this sugya. I don't know if other people say it or not. That is, normally, I'll tell you now, and hopefully we'll have a chance to develop it. Normally, as I said before, this is what I want to get back to, there are two broad perspectives in the topic of Yehari Bayavar. One is the Ramban's idea of Chomer Svadura. There are certain averas that are so chomer that you can't justify any kind of compromise on that value. There's no v'chayav ben v'lo shiyam v'svem, there's no head to be kwok nefesh. When we say nothing is greater than sanctity of life, right, we see with a couple of exceptions. The Sefer Chinuch articulates this in one place. Chinuch says life has great sanctity, great significance, but quality of life is important too, and religious quality of life is important too. So a life, right, which is devoted to Avodah Zarah, or which you have to acknowledge Avodah Zarah, is not a life worth living. That's the idea of Chomer Svadeh. The other perspective is that of Kiddush Hashem. Now normally when we explain, what we mean by that is from the Chomer Svadeh point of view, there's the Chai Bahem Velo Shiyamas Bahem. But the impact on others, the implications of what you're doing, rather than what you're doing, is so great, that's the Yehari Gval Yavar, Kiddush Hashem. It's an effect-oriented, a result-oriented, or a halacha. is it possible ever that when there's killing the Kiddush Hashem, somehow that triggers the Chumra Zadeira? Because what is the relationship between these two things? Normally we consider them V'hai l'chudekoi, they have nothing to do with each other. However, what I'd like to show is that they can impact on each other in opposite directions. What do I mean? I mentioned the Maram Chalav a minute ago. Maram Chalav tried to explain, how do you get from Yahapas Hashem Elokecha Tzafka to Avodah Zarah? So one of the things that he says is Kabbalah Salmat L'Shamayim. Fine. But he adds another line. He says, after all, Avodah Zarah is so chamor that it generates a Chilul Hashem. Meaning, the Mechayiv seems to be Chilul Hashem. The reason that there's Chilul Hashem, Bitzina, in the case of Avodah Zarah, is not a coincidence. It's connected to what I called before, kind of the scandal quotient. Right? If you violate a regular Yisur, right, so you need a witnessing audience to be scandalous enough for Yehari Vayavar. Right? If what you're violating is almost unheard of in terms of its chumra, right, so you've compensated in intensity of the scandal, let's say, for not having a witnessing audience. So that's the situation where the chumra tzadeira isn't the b'chayiv, but the chumra tzadeira figures into the conditions of Chilul Hashem. I think I've said something like that with regard to Gilui Arayos, and certainly if you're going to apply it to Rotzeach, although one would think that you wouldn't need it, you'd have to say that as well. However, what I'd really like to show, if I don't do it today, I'll mention it very quickly next time when we finish, what I'd really like to show is the opposite is true as well. Sometimes a Kiddush v'Chilul Hashem triggers the full impact of the Chumra Tzadeira. What do I mean by that? That's much more difficult to explain. What do I mean? What I mean is as follows. Maybe the idea is, I'll give you the example by, this is a, I don't know if it's an apocryphal story or a real, but it's like, very known, very well known. Reb Chaim was very mako on eating a kola, eating the kola masuka and eating on Yom Kippur. His opinion was that if you have a chol mesukan, even if he can get away with pachas mikashir, he could eat a shir shalom. There's no din of pachas mikashir when it comes to a chol mesukan and Yom Kippur. Rabelbel explains in the Chibur, either seems to be Makaros that point in that direction, says that if somebody's on the threshold and he's going to become a chol mesukan, if you don't give him something, but you can give him just enough to keep him above the threshold by giving him pachas mikashir, so then you give him pachas mikashir. But if he's already in the kolam mesukan, you don't have to worry about it. You can let him eat on Yom Kippur. That's Reb Chaim's view. Why am I telling you that? So they claim, the story goes that people used to say that Reb Chaim, or complain that Reb Chaim was mekel on pikuach nefesh. Was mekel on achil of Yom Kippur. I ruined the line. On achil of Yom Kippur. So they supposedly, somebody said to Mike, how can you be a mekel when it comes to achil of Yom Kippur? So he said, I'm not a mekel on achil of Yom Kippur, I'm a machmer pikuach nefesh. Okay. So that's the line. Meaning one man's kula, can be another man's kula. What do I want to say with this? V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol mi'odecha. So what I'd like to say is I think there's evidence that there are shittos that will say that in theory every mitzvah as Dvar Hashem, as Tzivui Hashem, has the capacity to demand our loyalty and to demand Yehori v'yavar. The reason that we don't, based on B'chai Bohem, Pikuheter, Pikuach Nefesh, so normally the way that's looked at is, you have a chiv to do a mitzvah A, or not to violate Easter A, right? How far does that chiv go? Ad kan, till the point of Pikuach Nefesh, till the point of B'chai Bohem v'lo she'yamaspan. Again, for one of the two reasons are both that I mentioned before. Either per se the sanctity of life, or the idea of, live to fight another day, Kalel Kadesha Tishmar, fine, that's the Ad Khan. In other words, your level of of chiyuv or commitment goes only to the point you don't have to give up your life. Or, maybe that's not the right way to look at it, which is what I'm suggesting now. Maybe the point is every mitzvah has the capacity to demand of you to give up your life. Except that, when we say, b'chaiba, b'lo shi'al mispan, what we mean is not the ad kan of your commitment, but that there's, if we don't have to look at it as a litmus test, how committed you are to a particular mitzvah, but we can say, you know what, you're not being makel in Hashem Saveda, or in Eber Menachai, or in Chil HaShabbos. You're being machmir in Pikuach Nefesh. V'chaiba v'lo shi'avuzbah. Ah. But, if there's a circumstance in which it's perfectly clear that what really is at stake is also, right, not how machmir you are in Pikuach Nefesh, right, but how much, you know, loyalty, right? How much passion you can stir up for a particular mitzvah, then it has the capacity to demand of you. Yorid v'yavor. So if that's true, so then we might have a model, suggestion, where even though it appears that what's triggering Yorid v'yavor is Kiddush V'Chilul Hashem, what's also happening is we're now perceiving the issue not to be a clash between the chaybahem as a value and the Easter in question, but really the perception is that what's being tested is how chomor, right, is this mitzvah, is this Easter? Ah, that's what it is. That's the Kiddush V'Chilul Hashem. Kiddush V'Chilul Hashem then triggers a Yehorig Vayavor based on the Chomer Hadabar itself. I only want to say this, right, it's as evidence, right, that Kiddush V'Chilul Hashem seems to be triggering something latent in the Aveira itself. So for example, Parhesia, Shas HaShmad, right, these are the Gemaras in Sanhedrin. Gemara says, the Gimel Aveira is Yehorig Vayavor. Otherwise, the Avar Val Yehoreg, with the exception of Farhesia, or you have 10 Jews witnessing the challenge, and, or, Shas HaShmad, a time of religious crisis. The Pashtus, what's Farhesia based on? Viniknashti, Besoch, B'nei Yisrael, Kiddush V'Chilul Hashem. And what's Shas HaShmad, or Arkas of the Besana, Shas HaShmad? Hard to know. That also Kiddush V'Chilul Hashem. But there you don't need a witnessing audience. Or is that an extension of a kind of Avodah Zarah? Why is it an extension of Avodah Zarah? Well, that would also work well in what we said. If it's technical Avodah Zarah, then it's Avodah Zarah. But if it's loyalty to the Rabboni Shalom and his religion, then if somebody chooses to make your loyalty to the religion, right? Right? Focused on your loyalty to a particular Ninag or Iser, so that becomes an extension of Avodah Zarah. That's an amazing way to explain Arkas of the Masana. Right? But maybe you can go a step further. Maybe even without Arkas of the Masana, without Shas HaShmat, maybe what we could say is, whenever it appears to others that you're being makel on the mitzvah rather than being machmer on the pikuach nefesh, so then the mitzvah itself is mechayev you, Yorid v'yavor. We'll have to see whether there is such an idea, such a basis, or not. So let's investigate this a little bit more. So, just, if I didn't make it clear, and what would the source of that be? Again, this is the point. Meaning, the real Mechayiv is Avos Hashem and Kabbalah Samachus Shemayim. So when Avodah Zarah is on the table, because Kol Amodah Bo Kekol for B'chola Torah Kula, you're not going to say that as, oh, he's high on life. He's Machmer and B'chai Bahem. Right? As for other mitzvos, there is always that, initially, except when it's perfectly clear that it's something else. When is it clear? Shas HaShmad. Right? Maybe if other people will perceive it that way, Farhesia. So then, the Chomer HaDavar of the Aveira, because of the Achdus Hashem Elokecha, will kick in. That's the idea I'm suggesting. Now let's see if we can find a basis for this. So let's step back for a moment and analyze, just for a minute, some of the issues of Yehari Gvayavar, Kiddush Hashem versus Chomer Tzaveira, and then we'll see whether it really is just two totally different, never overlapping concepts, or even in this other direction, whether there is an overlap. Yeah?
On the surface, it would seem that once you distinguish them between a direct clash of Avodah Zarah and other affairs, such as Yuraryas.
You might. Well, they have different makoros. I'm certainly suggesting that this is based on, if the makor is going to be the Atlas Hashem Elokecha, you know, reactivated, let's say, in other contexts to include other mitzvot, that's under the Avodah Zarah rubric. And then what I think you're saying is, there's still might be a difference between that, those and Motzeach and Gilui Arayos. Maybe there'll be Nafkamina, which we'll get back to as well.
If I understand it correctly, what's happening is that there's really not a clear distinction between the Chomer and Yisur. It's just that the Chomer and Yisur is triggered in your explanation.
Well, there may be more Chomer Yisur in some of theirs than in others. I'm suggesting that if what I'm saying is true, there's sufficient Chomer Yisur potential in every Aveira if it's a matter of principle.
Yeah,
correct.
But fundamentally, we're talking about the three Aveiras, so you're also introducing. You were to say this, for example, for Shabbos. For Shabbos.
Shatnas? In a case of...
Conceptually, you might want to say that. You could say for Shatnas, but
yeah.
When push comes to shove, we're really dealing with the Chomer Yisur of the three Aveiros. Right?
No, what I'm trying to... Right, so what I'm trying to say is, I think you could draw the line in different places. If I find that this overlap is only in the Gibla Averos, or in some of them, then I'll say, you know what, that's what it is. Right? There's a built-in extra Chomer Avera in these cases. If I find that it applies even to Mitzvos Kalos, as they call them, right, then I'll suggest that every Daraisa, as a expression of the Atlas Hashem Elokecha, has the capacity to demand that level of loyalty. And we'll see if it's true in just a couple of minutes. Okay. So what is this broader question? So the first thing to mention is context. The Rambam deals with the dinim of the Yehari Gvayavar in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah. If you look on page 2 of our Armakomos, 2 of 5, set 12, the Rambam deals with the Yesodei HaTorah Perakei Halacha Aleph. In a parak which begins called Beis Yisrael Mitzuvin Al Kiddush Hashem Agadol Azeh Shenemar V'Nikdashti B'Sok B'nei Yisrael. The whole context of the Rambam's treatment is Kiddush Hashem. And it goes on this way, the halakha base and Dalit and so on. The last halakha in the parak, which I didn't reproduce here, is the famous halakha of the Gemara Numa. V'Hatzas Hashem Elokecha She'ihei Shem Shemayim Mis'ahe Val Yadecha. Well, you should pay your bills on time. The Tanu Chacham should speak the Nachas and Mabrios. So people should say it, see him and say, what a wonderful ambassador for Torah he is, right? As opposed to, you know, somebody who supposedly represents Torah, but who doesn't make a good impression, right? Who's a bad ambassador for Torah, and that's not Shehei Shem Shemayim. So that's the last halacha in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah. So from the beginning, number one, till the end, the parak is devoted, and that's why it's in the Yesodei HaTorah, to Kiddush L'Chil Hashem. The Rambam did not write the Dinim of Yehari Gvayavar, or even of the Gibla Averos, not in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, not in Hilchos Rotzeach, right, and not in Hilchos Yisrei Bia. He wrote them in the Yesodei HaTorah. The Shulchan Aruch, on the other hand, deals with the Gibla Averos in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, in Yoredeah. Now, methodologically, right, it's always important to note, you know, that classification is only as significant as the alternatives are attractive. In other words, the Rambam has a Yesodei HaTorah, where he has a chapter devoted to Kiddush L'Chil Hashem, and he has a Hilchos Avodah Zarah, he has a Hilchos Rotzeach, right, and he has a Hilchos Yisrei Bia. So if he chooses to put it in one rather than in the other, right, we have to figure out why, but certainly that's something to talk about. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't have a Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah. There's no equivalent there is discussion of Kiddush and Kiddush Hashem in different places, but you don't have that kind of over Shulchan Aruch is, you know, Arachayim and Hazar Ben Ezer and Koshem Mishpat Yoredeya, right? But there's no Yesodei HaTorah, you know, kind of equivalent. On the other hand, the Yerayim, who wrote the Minyan Mitzvos, deals with the Gimel Averos in his Mitzvah of Avodah Zarah. Even though he does have a Mitzvah of Kiddush Mechil Hashem, he doesn't deal with the Gimel Averos there. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos, Mitzvah Samach Gimel, the Mitzvah of Chil Hashem, that's where he deals with Gimel Averos. So it would appear that the Rambam is making a conscious decision to identify these dinim with Kiddush Mechil Hashem, that some other Rishonim are not so into it. That's classification, formulation. Let's see what more we can do. I mentioned Balamor. Balamor is a very big Kiddush. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, which I guess slide for you, don't have in front of you. No, I have it. It's fine. But I'm just saying I won't read it now. Maybe I'll try to get it for next week if we want to finish up. But the Gemara in Sanhedrin speaks not only about the Gimel. Here the Gemara speaks about the Gimel Averos. Right? We read the continuation, so I don't have to read it again. But the Gemara says about the Svara of Rotzeach and the Hekesh of Gilei Arayos and Rotzeach. That's the continuation of our Gemara, the Chaferet Beis. All that appears in Sanhedrin also. However, something else appears in Sanhedrin, and that is the principle of Parhesia and Shas Hashmat and a few other things that we'll discuss. The Gemara there says that the Parhesia, for 10 Jews, Yehari Bayavo applies even on mitzvos kalos, but who are in a time of religious crisis, Shas Hashmat. That's the Gemara. The Gemara says about Parhesia, right, that's Yehari Bayavo, and then the Gemara quotes Abaya and Rabba. However, if it's either Karka Olam, the Gemara says, the Gemara asks the question, by Esther Farhesiahada, the story of Esther, Queen Esther, but everybody knew, all the Jews knew that she was their little Esther, little Hadassah, right, and she's married to the king. Eindecha Farhesia, right, Gedolah Mizu. So Esther Farhesiahada, how could she do it? So the Gemara gives two answers, Amayin Rava. Esther Karka Olamaya, she was passive. Or Lahanas Atzmo Shiny. Or Achashverosh wasn't trying to prove to Esther that he could force her to violate her religion. Right? He was involved with her, you know, for reasons of personal pleasure. Hanas Atzmo. So the Gemara seems to be saying, either the Machlokas or both of these things are true, that the factor of Karka Olam, activity and passivity, and the factor of Hanas Atzmo, personal pleasure as opposed to a principled violation. These are koveya, whether you say Yehari Valyavar in Farhesia. So all the Rishonim ask, why did the Gemara, started from the Bali Tosis already, why did the Gemara say Ha Esther Farhesia Habe? The Gemara should have said Ha Esther Gilei Arayos Habe. We'll say it wasn't Farhesia, but it was Gilei Arayos. That's one of the Yehari Valyavars. Why did you say that? Rishonim are bothered by that regarding Karkolam and regarding Hanoas Atzma. So the Balamor says, in Okanami, the Gemara could have said it because the question's a good question, but the answer is the same answer. Hanoas Atzmo is a heter for Gilei Arayos. That's the Balamor. Look at the Balamor quickly. First item on the list. Abayam Esther Karka Olamaisa. Rav Amar Hanoas Atzmo Shine. Mekinat Mekitinan Hashta. The Balamor goes even further. But Zara Gilei Arayos Shvikus Damim, all three, because it could have been Mechalik. There's ample reason to be Mechalik. Lo Shna B'Tzina, Lo Shna B'Farhesia, Lo Shna B'Shas Hashmad, Lo Shna Shelo B'Shas Hashmad, Yehari Val Yavor, Velo Miboy Avera Atzma, Ala Pilu Kol Nidi Demantilei Laover Avera Ana Machmas Avera, even Abizrayu, of these Gibel Averos, the Gibel Averos Halol, like the Iran said, Yehari Val Yavor Kedarasin and Hasam, Pakol Mitzrapin, he quotes the Gemara in Psachim, quotes Mi'atzei Asher, fine. The Kula Kedisa Hasa, Barei Refuah, the Chim Mitzrapin, Mi'atzei Asher, Lab, Ovid Abad Azara, who? Quoting our Gemara. There's no Abad Azara when you get healed by an oak tree, right? Ela Ishanue Hudim Ishani, Minei Yisra Hana, Papim Hakei Mitzrapin, Minei Apim Ripui Nefashos, even if it's psychological, therapy, klomar, cholish yesh kol sakana. And so even if it's sakanas nefashos, ripu nefashos, sakanas nefashos, the ain tzar klomar, sheim bol sakana. Ba'od, Hahushin also in a Be'isha, what we just discussed, Abayomar. Fine. Esther Karka Olamaisa, Rabba Mahana Fatsman Shiny, Nikatina Hashta, Dabarazargi, Laraj Shikosam, Loshon Batina, Loshon Fahasya, Loshon Bishas Hashmad, Loshon Shlobishas Hashmad, Yehorig Val Yavar. Lomi Vore Aver, Atsu, I feel the Kombi, the Makla, I borrow it, Lover, aren't I just reading the same thing?
Yes,
somehow this got, Okay. The Balamor goes on to say, however, if that's the case, we started saying it, where the Gemara says, Ha Esther Farhesia, the Gemara could have said, Ha Esther Gilia Royos Have? So the Gemara, so the Balamor says, it's true, but the answer is the same answer. Hu Adin. In other words, Hanos Atzmo is a heter for Gilia Royos, Shmichus Damim, and Avodah Zarah. The Baal HaMor goes on to say, I'm not sure if there is a case of Shmichus Damim of Hanos Atzmo. So the Raivin and the Meiri say, or he's a, he is a hitman, he hires a hitman. Whatever. Fascinating stuff. But what they are really scandalized by is that the Baal HaMor seems to be saying that in principle, Hanos Atzmo would be a heter
for
Gilei Arayos, and not only for Gilei Arayos, but even for Rotzeach.
What do you mean by that? Cannibal.
You say a cannibal, an assassin, right? This guy is making his life miserable. So, listen to this. So, what does Ramban say? Ba'od, quotes the Baal HaMor. Oda, Bayomer, Esekar, Kolomaisa, Hani Milikud, the Kamachabin, Anachri, Laburim, he has part of it. Again, I know what happened when I. Abel, Anos, Atzmo, Loshnohachi, Loshnohachi, Shar. Smutter. Correct? Omra Kosev, Darban says, Yeshim, Mahashim, Mimaisa, Drav, Kanatar, Kamini, Kedushin, he says, I rise from the Gemara that it's not true. That Anos, Atzmo is not a heter of the Gibla Beirus. The Tavi Hayimat Trenusa, the Solik Vahigra, the Akhil Mavshim, the Igra Lahara, who moved the drug Tavik Nami, Dosim Yard Vayavar, the Lamat the Flame of the Fnim Mishura Sadin. You can't say, oh, those cases they gave up their lives, even though they didn't have to. Ramban says you can't do such a thing. So big my focus was shown him. The Vade Lahab Kotel Nafshe Lav Dina Lahab, Sharnikot Sava Fiomer, Achas Dimchel Nafshe Sechen Edrosh, Miyad Nafshe Sechen Edrosh, and Dimchel. Like the Ramban. The Ramban and the Ramban say, there's no voluntary Yehori Vayavar. Is a chiyuv Yehori Vayavar when it applies? Otherwise, it's also the Rambam uses the expression, we'll get to it, Harezim is chayav nafsho. If a person gives up his life when he's supposed to fight and live and violate, he's not a machmir. Right? Harezim is chayav nafsho. Bali tells us to disagree. B'chol chachmi yisholah nerogim al kudushas Hashem b'shasak zera inami b'farhetsya yi. B'chein over b'yushalmi ilu shomer avavala nilein d'rabana dami yavar v'yahareg. Have Azal Azale, the Sham Amura Bunya Zira Khamune Pri Khore Khamra Bishukta Almaloa the Masuna Shaila Katala, but the Mitchell Sadin, the Love Shamana Minas Khasidus the Khol Shokana, Shaloi Khal all of the Shabbos. Anybody ever say, oh, he's a Khol of the Sukan, but he's such a tzaddik, he doesn't want to be Mikhal Shabbos, we should give him accolades. Right? He's a fool. Right? Elamit Zarez Mishubach. Bamonea Atma Mishaya Banapsho. The Rambam's expression, Mishai B'Nafsho, Yari Vayavar, undoubtedly comes from the Rishalmi's expression, Mishai B'Nafsho, in a Chol Mesuka, in a regular case of Pikoch Nefesh. Hilkach Shamina and Midrav Kana, the Nachar, Sinami Rishas, Bas Yisrael, the Council of the Bar Yisrael, Bavera, Yari Vayavar, Shari Hukshana and Maras, Sol Rotayach, Ubrotayach, all the Yari Vayavar, Shari Hoda Baal HaMor, but the Baal HaMor only was motivated because he said he couldn't find a case. Oh, Damina the Kaman, but also Shanas and Eno Bisha. This is what we quoted before. Right? The Hell Ibotina, Yavasal Tibal, Lamana Rajas of Shapu Gila Rayas, Vasar, Vasam Lanas, Atul Shabal, Haya. It's not a matter of religious disloyalty. He's trying to save his life. He's obsessed. Papilahi Asr, Alma Afanos, Atul Shan. Asr, Beam, Tomar, Shiny, Asr, the Lake, Own Talisa, she's being asked, that's what you read. The Shemachi Asher Afgat the Anus Il on Isa Halab Nelson. The Kivin the E, Ihu rather Anus You are Mechal Shabbos to save your friend. The whole of Ikan Nefesh Mi'Yisrael, Onus Mikvah. Parizeh Balamor Zeh Atzma Omer Kain, Shrekosom to come in Yom Asval, Tam with the Fan of Aruma, Shramin Afil Banah Purta Luchud, Amin in Yom Asval Yabar Elu Devara, Hamakhal Shu Onus Gamor, Mishneh, the Kimin Shiza Onus, the Gaba Shraminon, Shagimel Aver Samur Sasur Sadas Atzman, the Chainami, Hadamin Mitzachim, the Ramban is a very powerful question against the Balamor. Because our Sugim, Tzachim says, Bakomus Rapin Chutzmiat Yashera. Isn't that Hadas Atzmu? So the Meiri says there's still a difference when it's the Hanah of the Anos, right, or the Hanah of the Nenas. But Kol Mitzrapin is the Hanah of the Nenas. There is no Anos. We need to understand the Balamor better. I'll explain in a minute. But Kol Mitzrapin Chutz Mi'Avodah Zarah, B'Kai Gav Nehu, in Hela Libo Tina, the Kimin to Kol Mitzrapin, Shramin Ha'Onas, Ha'Pil Ha'Kei Mitzrapin. The other Gemara mentioned, Uber Shiricha Basakar, she smells and she has a craving. It's Anas Atmani. Papilachi Bani Gimelasar. Over Isi Smak and Vaidan, Godo Shabrachis Rabba, the Parshas Mishku. The Chol Mitzrapin and Chutzim Avodah Zarah Gil Rav Shechusam and Parshas Zarah Ketzad Ima Edom Yisrael Chol of Yom Oleich Eitzel Avodah Zarah Shatom Mitzrapei Osur Osur Leilich Yitzrapos Vigili Arayos Ketzad Yom Oleodom Asok Vigili Arayos Ad Bechol Nogeh B'Yisra Shein Shalom Nevi Misa Shinema Kiradim Kawalim HaPipila Vagle Yordos Mabes Behol V'yesh Bekol Amin Yisrael Heich Chol Litein Chaim Lekoma Lepidachei Mitzrapit Bo Bidisrapim Sharaveros Does where and other of our Averos you would violate in the Gimel you don't, even if it's Anas Atzmo, right? Shmamino Anas Atzmo Nami Aser the body Anas Atzmo Ubasa Tamazo Kivin Shinogeaba Nei Shveni Chol Liten Chaim LeBcholinyan. Why? So skip a little bit. It's getting late. Kedah, go down four lines. Shaharei, this is the key line of the Rambam. Shaharei Gimel Averos Shenasru, I'm sorry. Shaharei Gimel Averos Elu Hachamuros Lo Mipnei Kiddush Hashem Nasru. The tzaddik of Kiddush Hashem, so you can say, oh, it's not a Kiddush Hashem, it's not an Yisra Chil Hashem because it's just the guy's taiva. It's not a good test of religious loyalty. L'fika kapal pishenim eskaven l'avir osur. Abol Shara Beir Shenasser Mivinikdashni Hutra Vanos Atzmon Kalekim Mishum Kiddush Hashem. Ramban says if the Mechayev is Kiddush Hashem, then Hanos Atzmon is a heter. But Gimel Averos is Mishum Chumra So Avera. What is the Balamor thing? Everything to be in Kiddush Mechil Hashem. So, for example, there's a big debate. Oh, my time is up, so I won't mention that. Let me just tell you one problem to think about, and then we'll continue with this next week. It's a massive topic, but I'll try to finish up our discussion of it next week. The Rambam, as I say, deals with the whole problem of Gimel Averos and Sefer Mitzvos and Yad HaZakah in the context of Kiddush Mechil Hashem. However, there's one Rambam which poses a particular difficulty. There's really more than one, but one obvious. When the Rambam says "Makom Mitzrap and Chutz Mi'Atzi Ashera and Gil Arayos and Shlichus Tamim," the Rambam says "Vim Avar V'Yisrapa," right? Manishim Lo Onesh Haroi. If he violates to cure himself, right? You give him the punishment. However, when the Rambam talks about Yehari Vayavar Sanhedrin, where the guy put a gun to your head, there the Rambam says, if he doesn't meet the challenge, he doesn't get killed because he's an Anus. Number one, what's the difference between Chol and Anus? Secondly, if you hold like the Ramban that the Chi of Yehari Vayavar and the Gimel Averos is because of the Chobres Avera, then there's reason to think that maybe if you don't meet the challenge, you get the Onesh Haroi. But if you think that Pikuach Nefesh applies to every Avera, and the Gimel Averos are Midin Kiddush Mechil Hashem, how can you ever get the death penalty? The violation is, you don't get death for Kiddush Mechil Hashem. You get death for Avodah Zarah, but the Chai isn't Avodah Zarah. It's the Kiddush Hashem that it triggered. So two problems with the Rambam. Number one, why does he distinguish between Anus, right, and Choleh? And number two, in Choleh, how can he say that the Chiyuv Misa, if his view is that the entire thing is based on Kiddush Vechilashem? That's what we'll pick up with when we finish this up. And that's a short one. Excellent.